Hey everyone.
Just go ahead and, like I said, everybody get comfortable, get you some water. get you some fruit, some snacks. Get started with the ceremonies, okay? So yeah, help yourself.
This is Rona to you in Taurus. Visit California. Thank you. Thank you.
That, you know, the one thing out of high healing, fun, and just great vibes. You know, that's just my intention. It's just create safe spaces for people to just be in their authentic energy. So yeah, we know Venus, Taurus is ruled by Venus. And Venus is the planet of beauty, luxury, opulence, materialism, hedonism, good food. And so for me, it's like, that's part of being spiritual too. We don't have to always be so love and light spiritual. We can enjoy the earthly 3D pleasures. So that is something that I'm definitely going to hit on tonight as well.
I love it. Yes. She looks beautiful.
So do you.
I love the gorgeous energy. I have a question.
Yes.
Because I watch your energy forecast.
Okay.
On social media, so Instagram, I'm always on there. So when you go live, I'm always there. And so you said something a few days ago that I was like, I would love to share, like, our listeners to know a little bit more about that. You said something about transmuting energy.
Yes.
What do you mean when you say something like transmuting?
Right. So when I talk about transmuting, it's basically taking something, whatever type of energy it is, and I don't want to say it's necessarily negative, but probably in that moment I was talking about negative energy or energy we don't want to feel or lower vibrational energy sent our way, taking that energy and taking with it and doing with it what we want to do with it, which is transmuting it into positivity, healing, an art project, a song, a poem, journaling, to work in our favor. So
always turn something a negative into a positive.
Absolutely.
I'm excited about tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for having Girl to Dwell.
Yes.
The energy is amazing if you can hear it. So we are excited. We're ready to get started. You'll hear a few different things going on.
Yes, thank you, Rona, for being here. Thank you, Rocha, from Well to Wellness, for being a part of this event. My fellow Virgo sister, that's beautiful tonight. I know y'all can't see her, but I'm just take my word for it. And yes, stay tuned.
All righty, we'll come back. Enjoy the vibes.
I thought it was good amount for you.
Everything here is complimentary. All the fruits, the wine. water, and the tea ceremony is complimentary. The vendors have their set prices for everything, which they'll tell you guys about in just a second. So yes, we'll start with Val.
I'm Val with Gucci Baked Goods. Today I have edibles. They are each 150 milligrams, and the cost for each is $10.
Nice.
She said, I can still.
I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't really.
The brownies are. Okay, and how can they keep up with you? Like, if they want to order a tray or.
Gucci.baked.goods on Instagram.
Okay. So, yeah. All right, cool. Next week, is Joey doing a Hannah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Joey's back there doing Hannah. So, she, you know, depending on what you want, she can get you going. No. All right, then we have Noelle Indigo. Excuse me, Indigo. She's gonna be.
Hello, my name is Noelle, aka Indigo. I am with Freedom Souls as well as Peace House Healing. On Freedom Souls, we have our vibrational collective that empowers women to love themselves and self care. So we have host workshops, we have feminine wash products, you know, face, follow, and then 8 signature candles. There are different QR code cards around the room if you want to check out our website. And you can smell all the candles in Central Time. And then I will also be doing a guided meditation for us today, which is called the Peace House. And the Peace House is an initiative to bring peace to our community. We believe peace is internal as well as external, so we are guiding you to find that inner calm. I do go by Annabelle in this thing, so I'm excited to, you know, for the teaching with you all.
Peace, guys and goddesses. It's your girl, the Vibe Priestess. And I'm so glad you guys are here with us today. So basically what I have, my little presentation over here is Herbal Alchemy. That is my brand. Herbal Alchemy is literally a herbal tea I make with some of the most essential herbs. So I literally typically go and find the different ailments that I want to heal within myself. And I will go find herbs that actually heal those things. And then I'll just make a special brew. This in particular brew is all about feminine energy, divine feminine energy, sexual energy. Like, I put ashwagandha in there. So ashwagandha is a sexual root. It helps men, like, with their semen count. And it helps women with the reproduction system. So I have some ashwagandha, licorice root. And then it's like a tulsi, rose, mango, and peach tea. So it's very infused with all kind of nutrients, high in iron, a lot of the deficiencies that we have. This supplements a lot of those things. When we don't have iron, we don't have vitamin D, vitamin A, all these things are in these in particular herbs. I literally will make a custom tea for you. If you have a certain ailment that you want to heal, you have certain herbs that you know that are, you know, going towards that, I can make up a tea for you or whatever. So that's basically what I'm doing. I have some iced teas available as well. The teas are $11. I also have a brand called Herbal Alchemy. Well, the brand is called Herbal Alchemy, but I have Herbal Alchemy Tea, and then I have Herbal Alchemy Hookah. So I have a herbal blend that you can smoke in your hookah. It's all natural, okay? It heals the respiratory system. It heals, it relieves mucus from the lungs. So it's very earthy, though. You know, some people, they smoke hookah, they're like, you got me? You got watermelon? I'm like, no, man. I got herbs. I got the elements, okay? So that's what it is, but it still tastes amazing. It smokes good. So later after our session and everything like that, I'm going to get the hookah out. I'll let everybody like try it out and stuff like that. As far as the tea goes, though, with our mystic tea ceremony, this in particular tea has all of those and even more. I intentionally place love and healing energy in it. And then also what we'll do is when we get into the ceremony, like, we'll set our own intentions on it before we drink it. start passing out the teas and everything like that. Just hold on. Don't start sipping on it. It's a part of the process. So just hold your horses. But yes, thank y'all so much for
it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited for y'all to try this out.
This is one of our more like, I want to say upscale, kind of like decorated one places. I put a lot of time and effort into making this place come to life. I own this building unit. I want to buy the next lot and that next lot. So if y'all want to donate $17 to my foundation, I would appreciate it. But I'm here just for support, and I've came to all of the different events. Different areas. I've had over 7 Airbnbs in Indianapolis. Now we have 4. Penthouse at Keystone Cross, and we have Big House at 56. This one's right next door. Anyway, so I do interior decorating along with my team. That's the purpose of stays. You see them here, but shout out to them. I put a lot of my own energy into this place. I did most of the decorating, probably like 90%, but I had some help from my team. But most of what you see is just, my vision coming to life. So if you guys are interested in getting into Airbnb, or you're interested in dancing, or you should get more information on it, this Saturday I'll be doing a class on how you turn liabilities into assets. So short-term rental stuff like that. I've been doing this for 3 years now. I started in 2020. Kind of just kept moving with it. I've been very consistent. Probably one of the few people in the city that has multiple SUVs. And a lot of people just be able to smoke, get high, do all that nasty stuff. This is the one I don't.
Okay,
but we got that outside.
Opener, season 3 of the Road Trip to Wellness podcast. So, I'm very excited. I just told Talia, I didn't think she remembered, but I closed season 2. Well, I didn't know I was closing it, but I closed season 2 with her interview. So you can go back and listen to that. All your streaming podcasts, the Road Trip to Wellness podcast. But excited to be here. In the back room, I am a vendor. There are some crystal pieces that I've acquired over COVID, just buying shit. But there are some crystal pieces back there. Take a look at those. If you guys want something, just let me know, and I'll come back and talk to you about it. There's some herbal tea blends, baths, not blends to drink, but baths, herbal spiritual baths. I am a spiritual wellness coach. I have Odyssey Wellness Coaching, so you have the Odyssey Wellness Shop with all of the crystals back there. But yeah, if you have any questions about anything, let me know, and then just come say hi, And I'm picking up all of the vibes tonight. So
thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, put on the extra.
There's exactly so much stuff going on.
All right, guys. So, before we start everything tonight, I want to again thank everyone for being here. It's like, wow, it's like a family reunion in here a little bit. A lot of you guys I've known over the years. In the beginning of my spiritual journey, some of y'all I met as I started to grow. So, most of y'all pretty much know personally or done a reading for in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But yeah, so tonight, this is a new moon ceremony and ritual. So I just always like to be respectful of spirit and the Holy Spirit and just everything that we're asking for and the intentions we're setting tonight. I want us to all be on one accord, one mind, especially in the beginning. We're going to have our time to laugh. I'm not saying y'all can't laugh, keep getting kinky, whatever. But as we start the meditation, moving into the tea ceremony, we're going to give y'all a little break. So if you want to get up after that, and then we're going to start the actual ritual for the new moon where we're going to be setting intentions tonight about what we want to create in this material realm. I take this very seriously, and I'm very intentional about all the events that I do because you just can't do ritual with everybody. You know what I'm saying? The energies matter. And so that's why I just ask that everybody's on one accord and respectful of the process and everybody sharing their gifts here tonight. Once we do the guided meditation with Indigo, we're going to go right into the tea ceremony. Or oh, wait, should we take the break and then do the tea ceremony before we do the channeling? I think we should probably do that.
We want to do the tea ceremony leading into the channeling, right?
Yeah. So we'll take a break by 10 minutes because after meditation, you might want to stretch and, you know, whatever. Get some water, whatever you need, and then we'll come back and then we'll hop right in. If you guys brought pen and paper, great, journal, but if not, you got your phone notes on your phone if you want to set some intentions or if you just set them in your mind, that's okay too. But like I said, I really want you guys to utilize this energy, and when we all come together on one accord, that just enhances the magic and just the manifestations for the full moon that comes 6 months from now. So although, you know, this is divine feminine energy here, we do have divine masculines in the house that are holding space as well, and I'm so glad, especially with these moon ceremonies, because mostly it's just feminine, you know, that's here in these circles. But I found that my events are growing and masculine presence are becoming more and more prominent, which is great because masculines are important in the manifestation process. And then holding space is important for us as feminine so we can feel safe to thrive and be our magical selves. After everything is done, like I said, towards the end of the night, we'll have you know, just more food, dance, we'll have some hookah, and we'll just all be able to, like, celebrate together.
Yeah.
So, we're taking you on a little journey tonight, so just get comfortable, find your spot, and, yeah, we'll go from there. So, yeah, there you are. Come on out. Okay, Joey, you're not going to come on out.
I'm
30
minutes and
I'll
drive.
Everybody, this is Joey. She didn't get a chance to...
Hi, I'm doing henna. If you have any questions at all about either of those, just let me know. So I am in the process of opening my own studio space just about 10 minutes from here in Fountain Square. So
guys, be respectful of everybody, please. That's sharing their gifts and talents. We could just, we don't have a lot of time to chat it up. I hate to feel extra Virgo. You just want to be respectful of people, you know.
So I'm opening my own space in Fountain Square here shortly in the next like couple weeks or month or so. So I'd love to see you guys in there sometime. Those two events are come get some henna or tattoos. Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Doing tattoos too, soon too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to
So the
Bluetooth.
How long
did you
press this
little
hash? Yeah. And then what, you just
wash it off?
No, what else?
I got
ready.
Thank you.
with us this evening.
Your inner child is proud of you for being here today. And your future self is so excited that you made this day today.
Trust the path. Trust the process. Know that you are divine. And know that you are protected. You are at your most lovely when you are being yourself. Knowing, accepting, honoring yourself as a spiritual being. Surround yourself with beauty and choose to see its power in your life. Open your eyes to the wonder everywhere. Restore your self-esteem and your self-worth. Because you are more than enough. And this world contains more than enough beauty for you. Inspiration and imagination are yours to play with right now. Make meaningful and beautiful experiences for you and others. Hope and new life are blossoming everywhere. You are capable and strong enough to accomplish so much. Remain open to what life has to offer you and enjoy these new beginnings.
Thank you.
on a journey of self-healing and unconditional love. The dreams that led me here are stories I told myself in another time, in another space, in another dimension. I am curious about life and how I am here alive today. What is special about me? What is my purpose? How does the sun shine and the stars twinkle? It's the smallest mysteries that keep me going. The intricate way we are each designed opens my mind to the infinite opportunities around me. I desire a world where we can each live freely, receive abundantly, love passionately, and express openly. If you're with me, please take a nice deep breath in the nose. Just know that no matter what you consume today, you are safe. You are protected. We're holding space for you. Into all possibilities. Be patient with your learning and your growing. Thanks for whatever higher power you believe brought you here to this moment. Open your heart, open your mind, open your body, and just know that you are doing this intentionally for you.
Like if you're fine, if you get claustrophobic or whatever, you're in a safe space.
ready, go ahead and take your stick. And loose activation.
Real good. I know. I like porn.
I like started. I do want to go around and just have everybody, you know, introduce themselves and tell like what brought you here tonight. And then we'll go stop right on in. Let's start with you, and then we're gonna figure out.
My name is Mika. That's my nickname. My real name is Mika.
Receive activations from spirit and just have a good time.
My name is Janetta. I go by Coco. And it's
out at the Spirit of Soul last Saturday. And Josie was connected to Priscilla. And then when I was telling her today that I was going to a new moon ceremony, she was like, is that what time? And I was like,
I'm here because just to be among like-minded people, you need to stop caught up in the world and what other folks want you to do and all this and that. So I finally do what I want to do, right? You know, so just building community. Spirit's always been. I'm in the class.
I'm Ajaya, AJ. I think since I've come to the first event, I've been at every event since so I just always come to get fed, regardless of if I'm bending or whatever. Get fed because we know this space is not everywhere. So,
kids know it. We were rough kids. But by divine intervention, she popped back up in my life and has been like a spirit guide to kind of guide me back to my faith and my intention. And I think that's what
Hello everyone, my name is Asia. I've known Taya and Santi and Noel for a while now. I did Taya's makeup and makeup artist. And I love Taya, like her energy, her spirit, and just everything. She's been happy with my spiritual journey as well. So been going through a lot of things, and she's definitely like guiding me down the right path and just getting me through it. So I'm here to get some love.
Yes. A lot of love.
Yes. I always start rocking.
So I am Brittany. If you're on the live, I'm Glam Girl.
Yes.
Always the one asking questions, answering questions, being annoying probably. So anyway, I am here because I am very excited to be in one of Talia's like collective mixers. I've been seeing them in LA. I want to see this. So I'm really excited to be here and really excited to do the Venus ceremony. I feel really called to that, so definitely been going through a lot in my life as well. So this is a great time for me to be here. So.
My name is Bella. You had an event in the park. It was like a Leo.
Yes. It was a Lion King, and that was the a couple years ago. It was the first time that I ever went to one. Took everything in such a different and positive direction and just followed along ever since. But similar kind of situation happening, I haven't been able to make it to all the events, but then this one kind of lined up perfectly with a lot of other big changes that are going on, and I actually was able to make it. So I was really excited to be here tonight and just be in the energy with everyone. And it's not a space that you can get everywhere in the world, so when you have an opportunity.
Brittany invited me, and she is such a joy.
She is.
So she sends me the videos.
Yeah,
and I love them. I'm here to celebrate and appreciate joy, happiness, life, and abundance. And I wish that for
you.
Thank you.
Received. And
thank you.
My name is Tiffany. And I'm here because, honestly, I've been going through a bit of spiritual warfare. So, I'm here fighting back.
Period.
And, you know, just to be in some better energy.
Yes.
And also to receive some downloads. But I'm also here to support my whole system. And I always like to thank this so I'm so glad she stepped into it and just to be by her side and get a chance I get to, you know, like I said, witness is a blessing.
Yes.
Hey y'all. I'm over here in the
divinely ordained for me to be, okay? Yes. Since my soul sister, we came together and, you know, just we've evolved so much spiritually together, so I'm in full on support in everything that she's doing. But on top of that, you know, it was just something. She's empowered me and inspired me so much spiritually, but also just on a 3D level too. Just being here, like encouraging me to push, like in my DJing, my music, like everything that I do that's just like a skill or a passion, God-given talent. Like she was there before we was even in the spirituality. We was always in the spirituality naturally, but like to come out and start creating these spaces and really put it out on the forefront and lay it out on the table, like that was something that I was able to be there with her through that, and then we were able to develop that together. So I'm just, first of all, like, I'm just so appreciative, you know, and also to this open up community and a family here, you know, with all of us, and it's just beautiful. So, you know, I'm here because it's grounds. You know, I'm like an Aquarius, like I'm all the way, I'm up here all the time. Turn it down a little bit, like come back to earth, baby. Okay. This is what this is for. Pull me back down, Virgo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what
I'm here for.
Yeah.
So
and Santi gave me my first set of tarot cards, and Noel gave me my first set of stones. So
I met you guys as well, but I am here. Everybody said to soak up all the love. As I said, I did my first a podcast episode with Talia, and that's when I didn't even know that she was from Evansville. Stuff was like layers and layers and layers of stuff kept coming up from that interview. It was so interesting, and I love her. She is amazing. I just love seeing your group, just watching you, just learning that you moved. I learned that from somebody else from Evansville. All the Evansville people are insane also. And so I'm saying, you can't get this everywhere. Speaks to my soul. So I'm just grateful to be in this number, for real. I'm grateful to be here. Things are happening, transitions are happening. I had a reading earlier today, and she was still off the team.
We all started having kids and stuff.
we was really rocking hard. Like, we was literally doing stuff every day. But at the end of the day, you know, I can look back at that and I can see the growth. You know, in the spiritual realm, I come from a spiritual background. I got my house being going to y'all know about Ifa.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I have a spiritual background, but most people don't know that. That's something I was brought into as a kid. You know, so a lot of people that are just now getting into it. You know, it's a long journey. I always feel I can feel energies and stuff in people. I really never tell people that. But at the end of the day, you know, I have to be here, and I feel like a really good energy is here.
Yeah.
For me, this is an investment property. I'm looking to, you know, bring in revenue from everything for things like this. I do see the other side of it. I feel like it's a really good thing for, you know, everything that's going on right now. I do appreciate it. We started way before, like, the Mystic. We were doing, like, rehab on Sundays. We were doing open mic. Like, we've all became artists now. We all got music. We've been rapping and trapping.
So cool.
You know, but at that time, before, we were building people, helping people build up their media platforms. And we spent most of that time doing that. And, you know, I branched off. I did a movie called Three Corners of Deception around that time. It took me away from a lot of the stuff we were doing. But, yeah, you know, just looking back, that's kind of where we started off with the media, pictures, video, photo shoots, just fun stuff downtown. Literally just, you know, put things away from there. So, bringing back, guys, and have me.
Thank you. All right, guys. So, how's everybody feeling? Does anybody do the stretch of doing things for
smoke?
Not smoke.
$30
for it.
Are we going? You better go into the channeling session.
Somebody about to come in real quick.
Yeah,
I wanted to say hi earlier. Do you go to all of her mixers when she's in town?
Yeah. I came from work and I had like a work suit on to get up.
Yeah, I bought a ticket for that and then I wasn't able to go. I was so mad. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. What? Yeah. Damn. I can get you some. I may give myself one more.
Yes, you have like a little work skirt on. So I'm like, I'm situated where it's safe.
Do you have any
more?
Okay.
Okay.
I was like, I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he was saying.
If anybody wants to buy some of Vile's sweet infused snacks, she's got to dip out.
You know,
if I need to do that before she goes.
Oh,
I'll get out of your way.
But
I'm
very.
It's just two little scoops of the food is in the bag. I'll text you.
I love you too. I'll see you. Tonight. If you're still up.
Anybody want to purchase any of the bougie baked goods, the infused? We have an infused THC infused. We got some Oreos. We have